Is it extremely?
I'm going to turn this off.
No,
can I turn this off?
They don't know why.
It was so
wonderful. Just turn it off.
Yeah, we'll stay cool enough in here.
You can't hear yourself think without
it. Well, it's a little hot. It's a little hot. I'm just sitting in the sun.
I never sit in the sun.
Well, it's much softer now. You don't have to go on. Just unplug it.
Oh, it's really cold over there.
Okay, I'm going to call the meeting to order. This is not a regular, this is an irregularly scheduled meeting of the Real Property Reuse Committee. And present at the beginning of the meeting are Alderman Vicki Danberg from Ward 6, Alderman Ruth Fuller from what was that? From Ward 7, Alderman Rick Liffoff from Ward 8, Alderman Deb Foster from Ward 5, myself, the chair, Susan Albright from Ward 2. I'm bad at names, even my own. And we're joined accidentally by Alderman Norton, who's waiting for
finances. Oh.
Yeah. So we're here to discuss this item, 384-11, parens 4, Joint Advisory Planning Group and Planning and Development Department filing their separate reports pursuant to Ordinance Section 2-7-2B, identifying alternatives for the future use of the former Parks and Recreation site at 70 Crescent Street, Auburndale, which was declared surplus by the Board of Aldermen on February 6, 2012. So the reason for this meeting, and I think most of you know, and now you know too, you were away when it happened, We were about to send the RFI out, and we were going to make some changes to it. Alexander was going to be making some changes. It was going to be distributed around at the board, and then it was going to go out. And I was at lunch with my ladies from Saudi Arabia, July 21st, and the phone rings. It was the mayor, and he said, "I have James and Josh in my office." And I said, "I can't do a conference call with you right now. I've got company." And he said, "Well, let me just tell you quickly." He said that he's talking to the two of them about the possibility of the city either building or managing and then running the housing. And he would like us to hold off on sending the RFI out until after Josh and James have had a chance to come together and make a plan and come and talk to us. So I said, I will check around with committee members, and I was guessing that would, people wouldn't mind. So I think that night we had Austin Street at land use, so you missed that too. But I think I remember talking to several people, getting impressions, and I think there was only one who was really wanting to keep moving forward of everybody I spoke with. I think people were willing to wait. So that's what we're here for, is we need to sort of take a vote on that and get people's opinions on that. Mm-hmm.
So just for the record, this is so that Josh et al. Can consider what it would look like for the city to take on this project on its own.
Yes.
Okay, so that's the plan, that they would come back to us.
Yes.
And did they give a time frame?
So we talked about August, and I think it was James in particular who said there was no way he could have any time to do anything in August. And so we decided together, Linda and I decided together, that it should be the regular scheduled meeting in September, because there's no extra time in September between the holidays and elections and all kinds of things.
And they're confident, though, that they have enough time to put such a plan together by then?
That's what he said. That's what James said.
Did Lenny meet with them? And
he did.
Good.
He did.
The city comes first. I'm all for it. Yeah.
I think that it certainly is worth taking the time to hear what could be done, because I think if we could cobble together a plan where the city could do it, we would get all affordable housing, and that certainly is preferable to any other thing.
So I'll go on record as being uncomfortable with this. It is terrific that we have this possibility, and it may be exactly the plan that we want. But the reason to do the RFI had been and still is to understand what other options there are. And the RFI, I'm sorry it didn't go out when it did go out, because it would have been even more valuable to have those responses coming in just at the same time that the city's ideas were being worked on and more fleshed out, and to have all of them simultaneously, I think would have helped guide this committee. So I'm disappointed it didn't go out when we said it was going to go out. I'm disappointed, I'll be disappointed if we vote to wait until September to even send it out. I would encourage us to go ahead and send it out now. And obviously you've got to change the deadlines. We had deadlines that we had set out. And it will help inform whatever the mayor and public buildings come up with and give us just that much more information. So I'm thrilled that the mayor is working on this and having his staff work on it. That's great news. But I think we would have been well served by having all the information.
So I think we're next.
I would feel the way you feel if we were at the beginning, but we're not. We've been through the meetings. We have figured out that 8 is probably the number, that the neighborhood doesn't want more, and that there are a lot of aldermen that say, that's what we decided on, that it's going to be a smaller project, and that's what we're going to do. There's been a lot in front of us, and there's no rush. So I believe that this is the right way to go. To work with the city. I don't think we're going to learn anything new because the constraints on this site have already been put upon us. So, and what Lenny did was some really good work as to how it can work at that number. So, I'm fine with it.
So, Vicki and then Deb.
Yeah, I can see your point of view, Ruth Ann. It certainly is always good to hear what other possible views of the project of a project we could have, and what other people might do. But I also see it as the scope of it having been somewhat defined. Unless that's not the case, is it your understanding, Susan?
It's my understanding that the things that we developed in that RFI are the things that anybody would have to live with,
Yeah, we've got the scope of the RFI. We know that it's going to be maximum of eight units. And the question, I guess, is really who's going to do it? And the question, I guess, would be do we level the playing field and there is some merit to having the city have to compete along with private developers. What I see the city being able to offer is an increased number of affordable units of the 8 units. So I would be okay waiting until the city September. I don't see a big rush on this either. But I do see the point, and I think we ought to see more than one view of this project to see how it could look if someone else were to do it. But I'm all right waiting.
Yeah.
Well, I think Ruth Ann's point of view is very well said. My hope is that if we go to September, because it doesn't sound as though we have a whole lot of choice really at this point, we go to September to hear from the city that what's missing from this process going forward to September, having the city respond to the RFI from the point of view of how they would put together a project, how we would staff it, how we would manage it, and so on and so forth. What's missing from that for me is the creative process. And I don't think we were certain about the 8 units. We talked about a building envelope. And we were very careful how we wrote the RFI. So my hope would be, is if we go to September and wait to hear from the city, that's not the end, number one. And number two, that we talk about whether we issue the RFI at that point, seeking alternative or modified proposals, or if we issue a request for proposals from design teams.
We would be doing that anyway.
Yeah.
Because that we turn this back to the city and the city does it.
Right. But what kind of leeway would we be giving them, or much clearer instructions we'd have to give them about what that building envelope looks like on the site? And to me, the key word was building envelope.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it was that you don't want to overdevelop the site. You don't want the footprint to be too big. But what we really don't know, and I always learn from these processes, and I think what we really don't know, because we simply can't see it, it's not illustrated, is whether it's possible to do more smaller units mm-hmm. in the same footprint and a great site plan. Yeah. So
what I wish we had done in the original idea for the RFP, and I know I got overruled, but I wish that we had included, if you're interested in doing a public-private partnership, if you're a developer that wants mm-hmm. to work with the city and manage it with the city, to put that in the RFI, then it would have served all of the masters. But nobody wanted to do that.
Well, that may be what happens in the long run.
Yeah.
Okay, we have differences of opinion, but with the timing being as such, with the holidays and the summer, nothing's really going to happen, so we might as well give them the time.
I'll make one last statement, which is I understand the group as a whole, the vote is to go to wait till September. I don't actually think that we necessarily have to. There's no reason not to vote tonight, figure out an appropriate schedule. The beauty of that is, as we all know, the city has a lot of projects going on, both in public buildings and in planning. There are so many priorities. We don't have to list them here. Despite really good intentions, I can imagine that we get the call. I think Real Property Reuse is scheduled for about the third week of September.
Help me out. The 30th.
It's end of September, yep. So that helps. Mm-hmm. But it's only August 10th. One could say, let's look hard at the schedule and think about actually going ahead and sending it out and having it come back in October and, you know, whatever the dates fall. It isn't de facto that we have to lose yet another 6 or 7 weeks, because then, come September 30th, I hate to say it, you're making a decision then to go ahead at that point, assuming that we do get some information, then it becomes really hard to put out the RFI. Right now, you still can do it. Once there's a stake in the sand, it forecloses our options even more. So I understand I may be the lone vote on dissent, but I'll be voting tonight that we should put out the RFI now. I see no harm in doing it, and I think it will add to our decision making as a Real Property Reuse Committee. Go ahead.
One more thing, because we just only, I don't think that I am off base, and it doesn't matter who the mayor is or what I think of him or her, that when our mayor gets together with two department heads and says, I am excited about this. I want the time to put something together so the city that owns this land can control it and do what we want to do with it. I think it's our responsibility to support our executive chief and give him a very simple request that he's asking for and not go against him and say, we're going to move forward with the RFI. I think when the mayor asks for something like that, and it's not off base, that we give him the time, especially when there's no rush to do anything with this property.
Okay.
I had to say that. And let me end by saying I love you, Dan, okay? I should have started with that. But I just think we've got to just not play games here.
To me, this isn't a political thing, or any statement about the mayor or my confidence in him or his intentions. I fully believe that he has great intentions for this project and that we may very well do exactly, I'll call it the Gentile Warren view of this. It may be a terrific solution. Nonetheless, I think we as aldermen have a responsibility to think robustly and widely about this project.
What's the rush that we have to do that? That's my question. I mean, if it was our responsibility
to
keep things
to
moving, there's no timeline.
This has nothing to do with rushing. It allows us to evaluate whatever the administration proposes, to have some alternative views and see them simultaneously. So to me, that is helpful, even to look at the numbers that they come up with. You just have number of sets of numbers and alternative views. So I do in no way see this as being unsupportive of the mayor in any way, and I certainly don't intend it that way. If it was viewed that way, it certainly wasn't the message I was trying to send.
Well, it's the way we work with the executive branch, regardless of who's who.
It's not how I work with the mayor. The mayor and I work very well also, so I can be supportive and still have this proposal. And I think this would help progress and help define what we do as a
society. Last word, I love you, Ruthann.
Just a timing question. The mayor in asking for this, in making this request, did he indicate that if we were to move forward, that the planning department would not be likely to have time to respond in the same time frame as, let's say, if we gave 30 days for response or 60 days for response to the RFI, that the planning department would not be able to come up with their proposal?
Yeah, he said that Josh and James are all excited about it, they want to talk about it, but there's no way that they have time now to do this.
Okay. All right. So why don't we both just take a vote?
Okay. Does anybody want to make a motion?
I'll move the item.
What are you moving?
Well, I'm moving
to postpone the RFI.
Did he ask for 30 days, or did he ask for until the...
Until they had a chance to come and speak to us. But I think if they don't make the September deadline, I think that's not fair to...
No, I don't think we can just postpone it until they get their act together to come back to us. I think I would feel comfortable in postponing it to a date certain.
September 30th.
Whatever the next meeting is.
Whatever the next meeting is.
So just on process. We have this item before us, which is not what
it never changes. We can't keep making Corinthia.
Okay.
Right.
So the mayor wants a letter from the committee of some sort?
No, he just wants a vote. He wants some consensus. That's my understanding.
Right.
Right.
Okay.
The September meeting is.
So we're not actually issuing a vote on this item?
No.
Right. Whether or not to send out the
RFI.
We're agreeing not to send out. Now, if we were to take a vote today, we would send the RFI out immediately.
Well, you did at the last meeting, essentially. Instructed all the planners to get it right.
We could vote at this meeting to postpone it for until a date certain.
So, and that gives us actually, because there were a few changes.
29th and 30th, whatever.
I would like to move this. I'd like to see this moved along, too.
Is it 20? Okay, we have the 29th.
Just for the record, it's September 29th.
Close, but no cigar, it's the 29th.
Yeah. All right, I will move that we postpone sending the RFI out until the September 29th meeting. Not send it out
until
now.
After. It would have to be after the committee had the opportunity to meet.
And we might as well take advantage of having the new RFI with the tweaks that Alexander was planning. Yeah. At that meeting to review one last time.
So she still has edited it, or will be revising it. Okay.
Okay, so all in favor? Opposed?
4-1.
Okay. And there's no abstentions.
Okay, Mayor.
I know.